So again, good morning. My intention of this message is for us, for all of you, to explore, to inquire, to reflect on who we are as a church, who we are as a spiritual center, a community. I question, what really are our goals for unity of Fox Valley? Who or what do we inspire to be now, 1 year from now, 5 years from now, and beyond? For me, my mission, as most of you know, has always been to reach out to our youth. For they are the future of the stability, of the strength, for this church to continue to grow, to inspire. I ask all of you, how can we grow along with our youth to keep our church, the culture of our church, alive and prosperous? How can we be a family of one voice? And I ask, are we currently a church family of one voice? It's something to think about. I know for myself that the church family of one voice began for me when I took the interim position as youth leader back in 2003. It was to be a temporary position for 3 months. It's been 15 years. I know where the grace coming in. Yes, my kids have been through it, as many of you know, the DeRochers know. Came here as little, and my kids are off and grown, married, and doing their own thing already. So yes, I've been here for quite some time. And today in the car, I was thinking about this, that I've actually raised a child, when you think about it, from birth to 15, going on to 16 years. Hang around and be till they're an adult. So it's been such an honor. What made me stay on? What made me, as well as my family, to continue to come on Sunday mornings? I'd rather stay home and sleep in, like today. It's nice and cold. At the onset for me, it was the culture of my mentor in the youth program, a white-haired, elderly, petite woman, an amazing, remarkable teacher who first showed me by example the way to lead our youth in the direction of truly knowing who they are as children of light. Some of you may know her. That dynamic woman was Dorothy Ward, better known as Rusty. Many of you know her. Rusty's enthusiasm, her zeal, despite her age, despite her gradual declining of her physical health, was to share to the youth all she intuitively knew about the Christ light that dwells in each and every one of us. Rusty expressed the inner knowing every Sunday through her stories, through her crafts, through her play, through her compassion, and through her love. She simply and absolutely loved the children. And so do I. Rusty was one of the pioneers of the founding of our Fox Valley Church over 40 years ago. And her legacy lives on through all those who have continued to lead the way with our youth program, and especially lives on through our youth. I've been so blessed and so honored and so appreciative to have known and learned from Rusty. As many of you know, she now resides comfortably in a nursing home not far from here in Aurora. I am also deeply blessed and grateful to our youth as well for their oneness, their innocence, their inner knowing that inspired me to continue on my spiritual path. So currently, what specifically is the legacy with our youth? What is that secret ingredient that keeps our Sunday morning classes alive, vibrant? It's the sacredness. It is the sacredness of lighting our Christ candle at the beginning of class to represent our inner light, and of sharing our individual stories, whether joyful or sad, at our sacred circle. It is the sacredness of gathering around our love offering basket, opening our prayers, our hearts, to give and to receive. It is the sacredness of reading the daily word, to contemplate and to be inspired by words of hope, words of understanding, words that motivate us to continue to work on our spiritual endeavors. It is the sacredness of internalizing Unity's five basic principles, the inherent truth that God is good and everywhere present, and that we live our lives by the choices we make. It is the sacredness of creating heart agreements for each classroom, a guideline that inspires our youth to be respectful of their peers, of their surroundings, and most importantly, of themselves. It is the sacredness of being quiet and peaceful while meditating on inspirational words or uplifting music. It is the sacredness of listening to and delving into metaphysical understandings of biblical and contemporary stories that encourage us to lead more spiritual lives. It is the sacredness of creating amazing power boards, to heighten our understanding of Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore's 12 powers. This is November. It's the sacredness of our teens to attend YOU and Unity retreats to further enhance and explore their spirituality with other like-mindedness teens in the Unity Great Lakes region. It's the sacredness of coloring, of painting, of role-playing, of singing, of playing games, of performing in our annual Christmas play. It's the sacredness of simply just having a great time. And finally, it's the sacredness of all youth groups gathering together at the end of service to joyfully sing the prayer of protection and the peace song. Now I ask the youth, what is their sacredness? What is it that they enjoy about Youth Ed?
Hi, I'm Clarice. I like that we get to learn by doing fun projects. I wish we could have more connection with all of you guys. And we learn a lot of things about Jesus and his disciples.
Hi, my name is Amy, and we have learned so much, and I wish you could be here to see it.
I'm Zara. I like that we always find fun ways to learn about the Bible. And it's a great experience, and I love the worship of Christ.
Hi, I'm Riley. I like that Youth Ed is really close, like a family, and I like when we do crafts to learn about more deeply into things.
I like learning in church with my friends. I also like how we do the monthly power board. I like that when class is over, we can play with our friends and eat good foods. I also like how we do holiday activities like trick or trunk or the Easter egg hunt.
I like playing with my friends after church and holiday projects.
I like getting closer to our Lord and going to the YOU retreats and connecting to other churches and other people my age.
I like all of the friends that I've made, and now they're my family, and I like the connecting with everyone that comes old and new.
I like making crafts and eating food.
I too like eating food. I'm Sarah DeRocher, and this is my brother Joey. We are the WOWU sponsors that come occasionally as much as we can. We have really enjoyed working with the teens. It brings us back to our time in WOWU and how much it meant to us and how our lives were really transformed by that time. And so spending time with these incredible, wise individuals has just been really, really, really inspiring.
We find that sacredness through exploration, through watching the kids explore different texts other than the Bible, you know, studying other religions and exploring what the universe and exploring what spirituality really has to offer to both, you know, kids and as they become adults as well.
Great job. You guys want to go sit down? Thank you for sharing. Wow.
How can you not love that, right? Oh my gosh, that's why I love being with these kids. So we are so delighted and appreciative of our youth for sharing. They're such an integral, loving part of this community. To elaborate, how can we continue on with this legacy? How can we continue on with this culture of spiritual cohesiveness, a culture of one voice? Several of you out there have supported the youth program, devoting your time, your talent, your treasure to keep the youth legacy alive. There are too many of you to mention at this time, but know that the youth and I are deeply grateful to all that you've contributed to our program. So why are you here today? My gut feeling is that you're here today because you followed your heart. You followed your calling to be spiritually fed. You're here today to see how unity inspires you, to see how unity can shape your life spiritually to the fullest. My vision is that we all spiritually feed one another to the fullest by being of service to all, including the youth, through generosity and through compassion. I encourage all of you to search and reflect within and ask how you can continue this legacy with our church, with our youth. I invite you to join us downstairs one Sunday morning. Maybe you have a talent to share. Maybe you'd enjoy teaching a class or two. Or maybe you just want to hang out and be a kid again. Whatever inspires you, whatever motivates you, I know that both the youth and I would surely appreciate your spiritual presence downstairs, even if you commit for only one time. And I can assure you that you'll be richly rewarded by experiencing the creativity, the excitement, the immense spirituality of our youth. So take your time, take your talents, and sign up downstairs. Get on the team and be a rock star for our youth. My inner calling, my inner vision, my inner name of this church is a spiritual family center, a spiritual community center. Yet the name really doesn't matter as long as the heart of this church continues to beat on, as long as the legacy continues on, the legacy of our co-founders, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, the legacy of Rusty Ward, the legacy of you and me. Yes, we all move on. We all come and go. But let's keep the culture alive. Let us inspire to be, pray to be, of service as one voice, beginning with just one small yet mighty voice. And that voice is you. And so it is. Amen.